Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time to check in on the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, there is a very cool initiative going on in South Carolina, and it's called Project Bird. We have some organizations in the state that are really premier organizations and have some really talented people associated with them. And one of those is the Governor's School for Science and Math down in Hartsville. The foundation is run by Kim Bowman. Many people across the state know Kim. She's just a force of nature. Gets things done. You know, we have Governor's School graduates who now have gone to work, you know, across the country. And some of them have gone to work in really large organizations. You know, they've gone to work in the Googles of the world or places like that. They're in Silicon Valley, they're in New York, and Boston, in Austin. And so they've had a chance now to kind of establish themselves in some of these places, begin to move up in their organization. And so Kim has kicked off Project Verge to connect and collaborate these grads with other entrepreneurs and innovation leaders all across South Carolina. That sounds like a pretty big opportunity, doesn't it?
It does. And the number of graduates that we have here that are going to be converging onto each other through this Project Verge, do we have a head count yet?
Well, we don't have a head count yet, but obviously she's hoping for a really good turnout. And I think one of the things she's interested in is what could we do with this network? What could we do with this group? So we have them coming to Hartsville now, kind of a brainstorming session, introduce them to some of the innovation leaders at major corporations, some of the entrepreneurs in the state. But imagine then we have people from South Carolina that might begin going to different parts of the country, you know, go to trips to Silicon Valley where folks that are there can help set up meetings and activities, or go to Boston or go to New York or wherever there's concentrations of Governor's School graduates. So I think that's a way this could be grown and enhanced in the future.
Well, John, this sounds sort of familiar, close to a similar project that you had a few years ago connecting Clemson alumni.
Yeah, and I think we ought to pick that project back up. And so, you know, we have lots of organizations in the state that have alumni that have gone across the country around the world. Clemson's one, and of course, University of South Carolina, and College of Charleston, Medical University, Furman, Wofford, lots of universities in the state. But wouldn't it be kind of cool if in the state we could really get ourselves organized and begin looking for where people from South Carolina have now landed across the country, around the world, and really start leveraging those relationships? And I think we would find that we have some pretty awesome relationships. You know, I also think there's probably opportunity in the state that some alumni don't realize. Because you get some folks like us, Mike, we graduated a few years ago, didn't we?
Let's just say quite a few.
Quite a few. So, you know, get some of those folks back here, and they may actually be pleasantly surprised at some of the progress we've made in the state, you know, and begin building connections back with companies.
Well, I know that there are Facebook groups like this where a college whose business school, for example, will set up a school alumni page or a group on Facebook. Is this something that Kim is looking to accomplish along those lines, or a completely separate online network?
Well, I don't exactly know the vehicles she hopes to do this with. You get a lot of encouragement from me to use the existing social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. People are already there. They already have a profile online. I mean, I think it's sometimes easier to organize people where they are. And, you know, we're just in a world where it's just so much easier to stay in contact with people kind of wherever they are in the world, isn't it? So, you know, leveraging what exists rather than trying to, you know, create something from scratch, I think is a way to go.
Well, John, how's that event calendar look for our business community as spring is fast approaching?
Of course, Kim would love people to come to our Verge conference coming up here. And then we have the annual spring entrepreneurial extravaganza down in Charleston, Big South, and that's always a lot of fun. And Dan Gray pulls people from all over the country, so listeners would love to plug into that as well.
John, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he also runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page dedicated to entrepreneur-centric activities across our state. You can find links to both of those at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.